This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 3rd September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making for a pleasant night outdoors. In Haifa, the temperatures are mild, offering a comfortable evening for those venturing out. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last 80 minutes, a riot erupted in the West Bank. Terrorists threw cinder blocks and stones at IDF soldiers and an Israeli civilian. Two 19-year-old Palestinian citizens were killed, and one was seriously injured by IDF fire, according to Ynet. Also, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a stern warning to Iran earlier today. He stated that any attack on Israel would be a grave mistake for Iran. This was reported by Walla. Also this hour, the United States has issued a harsher censure of the ongoing West Bank violence, urging legal action against perpetrators. This comes from the Times of Israel. Separately, Israel has warned the UK of a significant response over its West Bank settlement sanctions. This warning was reported by I24 News. And finally, workers at Brussels Airlines are threatening to strike over flights to Israel, citing ethical objections. This development comes from Forward. From X, the latest. Aaron David Miller, a political analyst, commented earlier about the arrogance of great powers, referencing a Wall Street Journal story. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, announced a major political development. Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the U.S. House, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Belaz News reported that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats. This follows the Dutch Parliament's decision to ban trade in products from settlements beyond the Green Line. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the West Bank unrest. Ynet reports that the confrontation involved Palestinian terrorists attacking IDF soldiers and civilians with stones and cinder blocks. The IDF responded with fire, resulting in two fatalities and one serious injury. This incident adds to the ongoing tensions in the region and raises concerns about further escalations. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's warning to Iran. During a visit to the Hester Yeshiva in Sderot, Netanyahu emphasized that any aggression from Iran would be met with a decisive response. His remarks come amid ongoing conflicts in the Gaza Strip, highlighting Israel's readiness to defend itself robustly. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel notes that the U.S. has ramped up its criticism of violence in the West Bank, although it stopped short of directly blaming Israel. Washington's call for legal action aims to curb further violence but reflects the complexity of international diplomacy in the region. In related news, I24 News reports that Israel's warning to the UK follows Britain's imposition of sanctions tied to West Bank settlements. This diplomatic friction underscores the contentious nature of settlement policies and their international repercussions. Finally, on the labor front, Forward reports that Brussels Airlines workers are considering a strike. They oppose being compelled to operate flights to Israel, citing ethical concerns. This potential strike could disrupt travel and impact diplomatic relations between Belgium and Israel. On the economic front, Wonderful, an Israeli enterprise AI startup, has raised $550 million, bringing its valuation to $5 billion. This rapid growth, reported by CTech, underscores the company's expanding influence across more than 35 markets. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports changes in the telecommunications sector. Mobile companies have 4 months to improve road reception or face fines. This move by the Ministry of Communications aims to enhance service quality across Israel. And finally, Walla Business highlights a significant deal in the communications industry. The transfer of Hot Mobile's ownership to the Delek Group has been approved, signaling a shift in the telecom landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.